139 days.
A small group of parents, educators, and Buffalo residents chanted and sang, hoping Commissioner Ilya would emerge from a lobby elevator. But instead, the Executive Deputy Education Commissioner, Elizabeth Berlin, met with protesters. It was all captured on videotape by one of the protesters. She explained that Ilya was not in Albany yesterday. She noted Ilya would not be able to discuss the matter since she will be presiding over next month's hearing.
He's not going to be in a position to have a meeting to discuss the hearings that will be occurring prior to the hearings actually occurring and a decision being rendered.
Promised to bring their message to Ilya. The group is also asking Ilya to move the hearing from Albany to Buffalo so local parents and educators can attend. They were disappointed, but Colleen Christich of Buffalo says at least Berlin listened to them.
We were very happy that someone came down to meet with us, and especially that it was the Executive Deputy Commissioner. We felt that our voices were heard and that the commissioner herself will be told what we were there for.
Protesters and other citizens are upset that Palladino remains on the school board since last December's brutal remarks against the Obamas in an Art Voice article.
It's been more than 130 days, and we still have not had any clarity on how this position is going to be continued to be held in front of the public by a person that is continuing to exhibit signs of hatred and racism, especially with the people that he works directly with.